Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome again to another show. You are now on the War Report. This is episode 11. I'm your host, Tony Smith, and thank you guys for listening in today. And the name of today's show is Trump Pulling Out of Syria, CIA Takeover of the Democrat Party, and Censorship by Google and Facebook. Again, I'm your host, Tony Smith. As always, I want to thank all of our listening audience. We're not on Facebook. We've been banned from Facebook for 3 days. And our page was unpublished because we were speaking the truth about the David hashtag hogwash. And Google has now censored anything that does not support the mainstream narrative. So this is where we are in the whole situation. So Trump's even said that he's going to pull out of Syria. Now, the White House is scrambling and the neocons are scrambling because they want to get rid of Assad so that they can have that area, because ultimately Israel wants that area. So Trump is kind of a little out of touch as far as international politics is concerned and his support for Israel. Now, Israel is fine with Trump in the fact that he is acknowledging Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and moved the embassy to Jerusalem, which in my view is a wrong move because Israel is currently occupying Palestinian land. Therefore, Israel should be held accountable for war crimes as well as ethnic cleansing. So in that regard, Trump is wrong. But see, his lack of the plan that the deep state, shadow government, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, he does not follow their plan. So he's saying, hey, we're going to get out of Syria. I just want you guys to listen. You guys listen to him saying we're pulling out of Syria. When we did it, the last show we did, they were in the middle of a proxy war, and now Trump is pulling out. So Trump is basically what the situation is. Trump and that generation, the boomer generation, do not understand that information has moved to the internet solely. only boomers and older people, and some people my age and, you know, a little older than me, you know, anywhere from the age of 45 to death is the people that still deal with the mainstream media in the sense that they watch it via television and that sort of thing. Now people are on their phones and they're on their computers and they're on their tablets and they're getting their information through Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. They Google things. You know what I mean? That's how information is distributed now. And this older generation does not understand the information. Now, the people who run the tech companies in Silicon Valley definitely understand this, and they are within the deep state and are aligned with Democrats, which is why if you do not support or tote the line of the Democrat propaganda and their Russian narrative, you will be censored and you could be kicked off of the platform to which these people made money off of us. The truthers are the ones who made the internet popular. We were pushed out of the marketplace of ideas via television and radio. So the next best place was for truthers to organize via the internet. And now everybody's there. And now the truthers are getting pushed out of the internet now. But I would say stick together and stand, my friends. Let's go ahead and listen to Trump and when he first announced that he's going to pull out of Syria. Let's listen.
We spent, and I was against it from the beginning. They try and say, well, maybe not. I was against it from the beginning. And by the way, we're knocking the hell out of ISIS. We'll be coming out of Syria like very soon. Let the other people take care of it now. Very soon. Very soon we're coming out. We're going to have 100% of the caliphate, as they call it, sometimes referred to as land. We're taking it all back quickly, quickly. But we're going to be coming out of there real soon. We're going to get back to our country, where we belong, where we want to be.
So he said, we're going to get back to our country where we belong, where we want to be. So he is a nationalist. And basically he supports world government via national sovereignty as opposed to world government via a multinational world government organization. So that's the situation. He still supports world government, but he supports it from a nation state's point of view as opposed to the supranational, multinational world government that they want to actually establish. And they want to establish a dictatorial technocracy where they merge with machines and get immortality from what they believe to be immortality. But it's real deeper than that, brothers and sisters. But we're not really going to go into that. Another thing I just want to talk about as we're talking about Syria and Trump pulling out of Syria, which is a great thing. So what I'm waiting on is the neoliberal talking points to that fact, because what I believe they're going to do is they're going to attack Trump from the right and say you shouldn't pull out of Syria and leave a vacuum and all of that. When Hillary Clinton and led the Libyan rebellion and the UN pulled out of there and left the vacuum for ISIS, and now they're selling people. But the good thing is that Gaddafi's son was released in Ziltan, and now he is going to be running for the presidency, and he has almost 100% of support from the people and the tribes of Libya. So it looks like the green Jamarihaya, however you pronounce it, I apologize, is coming back. So that's a good thing for Libya. And so another thing is we're ramping up sanctions with Russia and antagonizing Russia. And Trump's doing it, like I instead to try to combat the fake news or the MSM propaganda, Operation Mockingbird, CIA news is basically what it is. It's CIA propaganda for the military-industrial complex, which is ran by the deep state or Illuminati or whatever you want to call it. So that's the situation. So now he's going to be pulling out of Syria. So that's a good thing. So a couple things. Now, the deep, what Trump has done is he has set the deep state back 25 years as far as them being able to bring in the New World Order, because they were going to bring in their New World Order with this presidency. With Hillary Clinton, there was not going to be another election after Hillary Clinton. World War III was going to start. They were going to implement martial law, ethnically cleanse this country of the truthers and anybody who believes in sovereignty and nationalistic ideals. You're all going to be put in FEMA camps, which we probably still may be. But like I said, it's been set back for about 25 years or so. As far as them being able to actually implement what they wanted to implement. Right now, honestly, is a great time to be invested in the stock market, because they cannot crash the stock market because they are so greedy that they would rather just push the stock market in what it's called is a panic up, because they're panicked about Trump being president, because they cannot manipulate him or have anything over him, because he owes them nothing. And them, I'm saying, is the deep state or the duopoly or the oligarchic duopoly, whatever you see in your mind, what you want to call them, but they control. So that's the situation we're dealing with. So we'll see what happens with the Syrian withdrawal. And you have to give it to Trump. Now, I've been kicked off Facebook because everybody is thinking that, you know, saying I'm a right winger and all of this. No, I'm not. I am a correct winger is what I am. And everything I say is fact. It's not my opinion. And people are so brainwashed by the oligarchic duopoly, they believe that I am speaking of a right-wing agenda. No, I'm not. It's not right-winged. It is constitutional. I support the Constitution. I support gun rights. In my view, rights are not to be regulated. They are to be amended, because rights are not given by the government. Rights were given by the creator, whoever you think that may be. So there, with that said, you cannot regulate a right. All you can hope to do is amend it. The laws that are passed are then set to the Constitution to see if that law is constitutional or not. So these constitutional norms are here to stay. You can't get rid of them. And they're trying to, through these younger people who were not alive or who were babies or who were not adults before 9/11, because you don't understand that the Patriot Act took away a lot of rights. We do not have habeas corpus anymore. You can be arrested with no due process and no charges right now. Obama signed the NDAA, which puts American citizens can be indefinite detention, like places like Guantanamo Bay. That law allows for the president to kill American citizens on or on foreign soil. So I support Trump. It's not that I support him as an individual or his political ideology. What I support are the things that are correct. It is correct to get out of Syria. That is correct, because we need to have a non-interventionist policy. So a lot of things that I agree with Trump on is because they are correct. They are a part of the 10 principles, which as a Green member, you follow those. And then another thing, too, Greens are even manipulating, saying that the fourth principle allows for gun control. And that's not even the case. The fourth principle is nonviolence, and it allows for defense. So gun control is a hindrance to defense. So gun control would actually be something that is against the fourth principle of nonviolence, because owning a gun, whatever type of gun that you choose, is a right, and it is in defense, because if you are not armed with a weapon that could do a lot of damage, as far as if a war breaks out, the army will be able to mow over the people. This is the last resort. So for people to try to control guns, it's all it is. It's control to eventually get rid of them altogether. And then the government has complete control. That's the situation, brothers and sisters. And people are just so brainwashed that they're not even considering these things. Now, here's the situation. Trump's going to be pulling out of Syria. Trump has done a lot of things. He got rid of the TPP, because the TPP, if that was passed, it would have been in end of game, New World Order. But Trump got rid of the TPP and got rid of a lot of things. He's fought the pedophile ring. Nobody talks about that, because that's not good for the CIA, because the CIA helps with the pedophile ring and drugs and everything illegal the CIA is involved in. And so all of these things Trump is doing is a hindrance to the CIA. Hey, and we're going to deal with that when we talk about the censorship that Google is doing, because Google works with the CIA, NSA, as well as Facebook. All of this was created for profiling purposes, so that they could find you easier if they needed to get into contact with you, whether it be positive or negative experience that they were trying to get to you. So, and if you guys want to call in and add to the conversation, you know, you're free to 914-205-5327. You can press the number 1 if you want to speak live. But the whole thing now is that the CIA is going to, they tried to get through Hillary Clinton, didn't work, too arrogant. And now in 2018, they're going to try their next, because they tried with the Russia thing. It's not taking with their programming is old, and it's not taking with this newer generation. They're listening to the CIA propaganda from CNN and listening to it, but it's not taking hold where they can make policy. Their problem reaction solution is not working. They have the problem out there, but they're not getting the reaction they desire for the solution that they have already. That's the problem. So in 2018, what they're going to try to do is they're going to try a military coup d'etat on President Trump, just as in 1963 against John F. Kennedy. Let me let you guys listen to this clip. Now, this is about the Democrats. This year, in 2018, in November, well, right now in their primaries, they're running 25%, third of the Democrats are going to have some sort of CIA or some sort of intelligence or veteran military background. We have three generals in the Trump administration already. We also have a CIA guy who is going to be confirmed as the Secretary of State. So they're making their push. I want you to listen to this clip. This clip talks about the whole situation as far as the Democrats and what they're going to be doing in 2018. And I just want you guys to see that the CIA is a part of the deep state shadow government, Illuminati, and they are the movers and the shakers of international politics. So, and then the NSA is the ones who listen to you and me and knock us off or whatever they want to do to you because you have an understanding. We're called divergent. If you ever seen the movie Divergent, that's what we are, divergent. Because we won't take to their programming, because once you're awake, there's no way you can go back to sleep. So you can't unlearn the truth. You know what I mean? So I just want you guys to listen to this. This is about those Democrats, which is why we need to come out of the duopoly, not vote, because there are people out there that are saying don't vote. We got to break up the system. The government institutions and the form of government of three equal branches is a good form of government. It's lasted for 244 years. The people who corrupt the process in that regard through the political process, that is corrupt the political process, not the institutions themselves. So what we need to do is get a political party, which is why political parties were started in the first place, is to bring people together under an umbrella of we all agree for the most part on this and we want this done. Therefore, we get that into the legislative, federal, state and local legislative branches, as well as executive and even judicial. We get that Green Party in those areas, things will begin to change. But you have to be a vigilante voter. You have to keep up with your vote. You can't just be voting and be done with it. You can't be a lazy American. You have to be a vigilant American in order for us to be able to overcome the corruption and what they've done as far as corrupting the process. And it can be overcame. So I want you guys to just take a listen to this clip and then we'll talk about it. Let's listen.
Intelligence agents running for office isn't anything new. Some people forget or just were never told by the deep state media or the government schools that George Bush Sr. was a CIA agent, likely involved in the Bay of Pigs and even Kennedy's assassination, and even later served as the director of the CIA, before riding Reagan's coattails into the White House. And of course, as we all know, or don't know if all you've ever listened to is the mainstream media and government schools, Bush, after becoming vice president, getting in the White House, wouldn't you know it, just weeks after Reagan was sworn in, a friend of the Bushes tried to assassinate him, which would have given the ruling class the president they really wanted, the ex-CIA director, George Bush. So forgive me if I'm a little bit suspicious of CIA operatives running for office, which there seems to be an awful lot of in the 2018 midterm elections. In fact, of the 102 districts that the DNC is focusing on because they feel they have a fighting chance, one quarter of the candidates running are intelligence agency operatives. So to put this into perspective, out of all the candidates running, 57 have military intelligence or State Department or NSC backgrounds. 45 are state or local politicians. 35 are lawyers. 30 are business executives. And 19 are just miscellaneous professionals. Military intelligence candidates account for 10 of the 22 districts selected for the most high-profile attention as part of the Red to Blue program. So nearly half of the candidates the DNC will be throwing money at are deep state spies. So there you have it. Maybe that's why the DNC is always able to evade prosecution or even investigation from the deep state. Because they're all part of the same apparatus. the surveillance state that will invade foreign soil with military force if you host Hollywood movies on the internet, like in the case of Kim.com, but will look the other way, or in many cases participate, if you're smuggling heroin into the country, selling state secrets and arms to our enemies, and of course, the murder of inconvenient citizens. And what will be the response from Americans? Well, likely they'll elect many of these people. In fact, many of the candidates are already talking up their experience to demonstrate to the voters what great civil servants they are. In the Democratic primaries, the ones, of course, that aren't rigged, I'm sure it's going to help them immensely. The left has fully embraced the police state, and this is just another symptom of the authoritarianism that too long was allowed to flourish. The deep state that grew exponentially under Bush and then was allowed to run amok under Obama is now running for office. And the worst part is, some of them, at least, are going to win. For Blackpilled, I'm Devin Stack. If you like my videos, make sure you like and subscribe. Also, you can donate to the crypto addresses in the description below, or you can become a patron at patreon.com/blackpill.
Okay. So, that's the situation that we're dealing with. And people are going to vote for the Democrats. They're not going to even know all this stuff that's going on. This is why you must vote for the Green Party and quit supporting the duopoly. Quit being a psychopath. The definition of a psychopath is one that does the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. And all you're going to get is the same thing. This was an anomaly that President Trump became president. Through their arrogance, he became president. And it's the same thing with John F. Kennedy. But what they thought is because he was a Catholic that he played ball. Plus, he was a whoremonger. But he didn't. He tried to audit Israel's Dimona nuclear plant because he knew that there were nuclear weapons there. He didn't do what they wanted with the Cuban Missile Crisis situation. And finally, he outed them to the public and the media, and they killed him because LBJ wanted to be president. So, and he was connected with the Texas, because all of these people are out of Texas, CIA. So, so you had LBJ, then you had Bush, who was under LBJ, and then you had Nixon, and all of them were all in cahoots with the whole situation. So that's it with the Democrats. So if you guys think the Democrats are going to change, and you think these Justice Democrats, which is a Soros-funded group, are going to do anything, or you think any of these organizations or Bernie Sanders. The only way is to join the Green Party locally and state, and then learn the government to deal nationally with the Green Party. And then we got to kick out the co-opters, because there are co-opters who are calling themselves leaders when the leaders are actually the grassroots, because the party is the party of the people, by the people, for the people, and it's a grassroots party. So that's the whole situation that we have to do. We have to just leave the duopoly. The Democrats are done. They're not going to be able to be, repaired from within. That's been tried over and over and over from the 19, the last progressive president that there was in 76 to 80 was Jimmy Carter. So from 80 to now, we've had no progressive president. So I want you guys to just listen to this one last clip, and then we'll talk about it, and then we'll go ahead and end the show. So this is censorship, because I was censored. The entire network was censored on Facebook. because of us being against David Hogwash, whose father is Kevin Hogwash, and he was or is an FBI agent. So he's involved in intelligence. So this kid is a crisis actor, and this is what we put forth, and we even argued the matter. And then when you go to try to find information to show these people, Google's already deleted everything. But I want you guys to listen to this clip. This is a clip about the censorship from Google, and because Google and Facebook have a duopoly as well, with Twitter tagging along, and YouTube is owned by Google. So obviously YouTube is in there, the main culprit that is censoring people. But let's just take a listen.
YouTube and Google have been cracking down on content lately, even more than usual. Anything remotely tied to Parkland, in remote question of the mainstream narrative, has been removed from the internet. Videos are removed for bullying, with the implied claim that questioning the content of speech of these new activists was harassment or bullying. This has led to an issuing of YouTube's community guideline strikes to many channels, which at first leads to a disabling of live streaming, and then at the second strike, a 2-week suspension, and then finally, with a third strike within 3 months, termination of the account and all of its associated channels. This has led to a lot of channels getting the axe from YouTube, and from what I have heard through the grapevine, YouTube employees are not allowed to manually review any of the videos about Parkland. They are told just to deny the appeal. This has led to InfoWars and Alex Jones getting 2 community guideline strikes within days of each other, as CNN itself was directly trying to shut them down. Other channels from individuals on YouTube have actually been shut down as a result of covering Parkland, even videos that were not even critical of the mainstream narrative. Suit Yourself has had his channel taken down, along with Atheism is Unstoppable, The Black Child, DeFango, and many others that I can't even list. Some of them being educational channels about guns. Other channels like Sinatra Says, Esoteric Entity, Toonho, and certainly others have been hit with community guideline strikes that have disabled their ability to live stream on YouTube. Sinatra's stream that was taken down for bullying was simply reviewing the CNN town hall meeting. This recent hysteria has continued on in the form of Google shopping searches being minimized. You could search for AK-47 and still find results. However, AR-15 in every conceivable variation would yield no results at all. To take it one step further, all things with the letters G-U-N in the title were completely scrubbed, including Gundam toys, glue guns, and anything else with gun in the name. If that's not all amusing enough on its own, here are some golden propaganda pieces that aren't too difficult to see through. Here's one from CNN, and as you can see, it says here, son attends Stoneman Douglas High School, which means his son wasn't a victim. He went to the school, he was probably present for the shooting, but the victims were the ones that were shot. CNN is being misleading, but that's neither here nor there, nor is it surprising. Father of Florida school shooting victim on the threats being made against student survivors. I need President Trump today to address it publicly and demand that everyone who is making these threats stop. This community has been through trauma. Trump, make an announcement. These so-called death threats are very likely at least loosely associated with this exchange you can see here. Now you can decide for yourself if you think this is harassment or bullying, but this is David Hogg speaking to Alex Jones. Hey, Alex Jones, and notice he didn't tag him. You seem to be really confused as to what I do, who I am, and I'd love to come on and clear some of this up because clearly, as a shit journalist, you can't clarify. Well, David Hogg is apparently unfamiliar with the distinction between a journalist and an entertainer, and Alex Jones is an entertainer. So he, of course, retweeted, "Hi, David, it would be fantastic for you to come on. I would be very thankful for that. I want to set the record straight and clear things up between you and I." David Hogg then says later, "I will not speak to anyone that has had disgusting remarks about the victims of mass shootings in the past. I sent that tweet without realizing just how awful so many people have been to victims and witnesses of these events in the past." Now here's one from MSNBC because We all know they had to throw their hat in the ring. They needed to give us their 2 cents, whether we wanted it or not. Take a look at what teachers would really be up against if armed with a handgun and confronted with an AR-15. And as you are well aware, if somebody has an AR-15, law enforcement just won't even go in there. It is law enforcement repellent to have an AR-15, so clearly, teachers shouldn't conceal and carry. There's also this subtle implication that because handgun bullets move slower, that it makes them less deadly.
So there you have it, brothers and sisters. All we're doing is bringing the facts, and, you know, facts up against propaganda. Facts win out all the time, so therefore you got to shut the mouths of the truth tellers. As simple as that. And that's what's been going on. That's what it's always been going on. And that is why you have all the censorship. That is why you have the CIA takeover of the Democrats, as well as they've already taken over the media through Operation Mockingbird. They did have the presidency for the last 40 years, but now they do not. So they're trying to retake the presidency by force if necessary, as well as take back the Congress, because the Congress has become a cesspool in itself and ineffective in helping the deep state move things forward quickly, as Trump is able to get things done very quickly. So that's the whole situation we're dealing with, brothers and sisters. And as far as the left is concerned, what we should be doing is uniting together within the Green Party locally and building and getting everybody on the ballot who is not. So that's the situation. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Again, if you ever want to call in, all you have to do is press 914-205-5327, and you can speak live. We don't have any callers in the queue today, so I want to thank you guys for listening in. We're going to go ahead and close the show out. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. We will be back at a later date, and we're going to try to do some things, you know, so that we can get better broadcasting because of the censorship that we're going through. Another thing, what I would like you guys to do is to donate if you can. If you look on the Blog Talk page itself that you're listening in on, you can see our GNN donations. Want to go to GoFundMe.com/GNN monthly costs. You also want to go to youcaring.com /TheGreenNewsNetwork-111-4136. And this show will be archived, so if you didn't hear that, all you have to do is just go back a little bit and re-listen to it, because all of our shows are archived on Blog Talk, as well as our broadcasts via Facebook, which we're not allowed to broadcast via at this point, but we do broadcast on Periscope, YouTube, Ustream, Dailymotion, and a number of other sites as well. We also broadcast on Pal Talk and via Skype and Podbean. And we also are going to be broadcasting through BitChute. And we're going to get our Stimit account up and running very soon as well. And like I said, we do need your donations. So please donate if you can. All of these are social networking sites. So join all of our social networking sites, because we have to be everywhere at once, brothers and sisters. So if we get taken down on one site, we can all meet up on another site. We can't be stuck to just YouTube, Twitter, and we have to be everywhere. So thank you guys again for listening in. I hope you enjoyed the show. And until we meet again at the appointed time, see you later, everybody.
Absolutely. Nothing. Say it again. to me.